The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. And now, just for the listeners at home, you've walked into the studio in an all-white ensemble. Initially, I thought, is there a game of cricket on today that Matt Tinney's got to go
and play? I've got to rush off. Or is he off to the Mediterranean?
He's off to the Mediterranean. So can you give us an explanation of what's going on here?
So I'm hosting the Pride Parade with Monique Dirks from Seven
Wonderful.
News on the weekend. Yeah, looking forward to that
this
on Belmont? Saturday
this
night.
Is the one at Belmont
Gloucester
Race
Park, is that right?
Gloucester Park?
Oh, God, I should know where it is, shouldn't
Where's
I?
Is it Gloucester? It is Gloucester, isn't it? Yeah. I thought it was Belmont. Yeah, Gloucester
goodness.
Park. Oh, yeah, lovely.
Well, it's hard. We've got so many racetracks. So I'm halfway through trying on clothes, because this is how it works when you host events, like our stylist Bridget, who's lovely, will go and source things, and we ordered stuff and hoped it would arrive in time, and it has arrived in time. So now it's a bit of a fashion parade going on downstairs to work out what works with what.
And can you give us a bit of a tease of what the outfit might be?
So I haven't got it with me. As you know, right now I do have the white jeans on. Now I'm hoping not to drop anything
quite
on
tight,
myself.
Quite tight,
quite
white
tight,
jeans.
I have to say. Well, I've been working
don't
out.
Don't leave much.
Been
to
working
the
out at the gym. Do you need me to turn around the other way? Or?
And so, because this is a pride parade, will there be parts of those jeans cut out?
No, there's going to be no cut out. I might have a bit of exposed ankle.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got a hot pink jacket.
Nice.
I look like I've walked out of the 80s.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much.
All right, nice.
If that's the visual.
Oh, good. Oh, that's going to be exciting.
And it's going to be big.
You'll stand out a bit like the protesters up in the Burra Peninsula who chained themselves to concrete barrels.
Yes. How's this? So protesters moved in overnight at the entrance to Woodside's LNG plant up there, the Pluto plant, and they have kind of changed themselves to this barrel of concrete sitting inside a caravan, and the barrel is, we're told, attached to the chassis of the caravan, and then we have a car towing the caravan with somebody under the car and chained in there. So they've created a blockade situation. People can't get in for morning shift. People can't get out. Woodside supplying their workers with food at the moment. Police have moved in, but they're going to have to get specialist resources from Perth flown up there to remove these protesters, because the protesters say, look, if you just tow the caravan, you're going to break our arms.
Yeah, and crush the guys underneath
the car. So this is a nightmare for Woodside. It's all because of these protesters fighting against Woodside's Scarborough gas plant development. And we know that what's happened is Woodside have gotten to the point where they've given their final investment decision. You know, it's progressing from their viewpoint. The protesters say they've tried everything. They've tried petitions, they've tried marches, and so now they've had to, you know, I suppose, go to activism to highlight this issue.
Yeah, well, we're going to try and get one of the protesters on the line a bit later on in the show. And that area is no stranger to protests. Like the Burra Peninsula saw protests under the Barnett government, which was successful at Price Point a few years ago. It's hard to see them stopping this one, a multi-billion-dollar gas project that's already been approved by everybody.
And it's gone through environmental approvals, et cetera. So Woodside's been at pains to, you know, explain that. They have issued a statement saying, look, we respect the right of people to protest, but this is going too far.
Yeah, you'd be pretty dark if you were the workers trying to go the other way who'd knocked off and you're trying to get home after 12 hours.
Be like
shift.
Me, just with like toothpicks, keeping your eyes open.
Yeah, exactly. They need you and your white jeans up there to keep
them
awake.
Who needs high vis?
Yeah. It's highly visible, that's for sure.